The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. After landing on the Yucatan Peninsula in April, Cortes and his troops march to the interior of Mexico to the Aztec capital and capture the Aztec Emperor Montezuma on November 8, 1519. It was on that date in 1895 that X-rays, or electromagnetic rays, were discovered by William Roentgen at the University of Würzburg in Germany. And it was on November the 8th, 1923, that Hitler's beer hall push took place in Munich, Germany. Hitler, Goering, and armed Nazis attempted, but ultimately failed, to forcibly seize power and overthrow democracy. It was on that same date in Munich, 13 years later, that an assassination attempt on Hitler failed, also in Munich. A bomb exploded soon after Hitler had exited, following a speech commemorating the 1923 beer hall putsch. Several others were killed. It's the birthday of the astronomer and mathematician Edmund Halley in 1656. He died in 1742 and was born in London. He sighted the Great Comet of 1682, now named Halley's Comet, and foretold its reappearance in 1758. Halley's Comet appears once each generation, with an average time between appearances being 76 years. It's expected to be visible again in 2061. It's the birthday of Dracula author Bram Stoker in 1847, he was born in Dublin, Ireland. He died in 1912. It's also the birthday of Gone with the Wind author Margaret Mitchell in 1900. She died in 1949 and was born in Atlanta, Georgia. Her romantic novel about the U.S. Civil War sold over 10 million copies and was translated into 30 languages. It was made into one of the most popular movies of all time. She won a Pulitzer Prize in 1937 for her novel, her only book. She died after being struck by an automobile in Atlanta. It's the birthday of pioneering heart surgeon Christian Barnard, who was born in Beaufort, West Cape of Good Hope Province, South Africa, on November the 8th, 1923. He headed the surgical team that achieved the first human heart transplant in 1967. It was on November the 9th, 1872, that the Great Boston Fire started in a dry goods warehouse that spread rapidly in windy weather, destroying nearly 800 buildings. Damage was estimated at more than $75 million. The fire's bright red glare could be seen in the sky for nearly 100 miles. And it was on November the 9th, 1918, that German Kaiser Wilhelm II abdicated his throne in the closing days of World War I and fled to Holland. In Germany, Philipp Schneiderman, a socialist leader, then proclaimed a republic and became its first chancellor. And it was on November 9th and 10th, 1938, that Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, occurred in Germany as Nazi mobs burned synagogues and vandalized Jewish shops and homes. It was on the 9th of November, 1965. At 5:16 p.m., the great blackout of the Northeast began as a tripped circuit breaker at a power plant on the Niagara River caused a chain reaction sending power surges, knocking out interconnected power companies down the East Coast. The blackout affected over 30 million persons, one-sixth of the entire U.S. population. Electricity also failed in Ontario and Quebec. It's the birthday of the architect Stanford White in 1853. He died in 1906 and was born in New York City. He designed New York's old Madison Square Garden, the Washington Arch, and Players Century and Metropolitan Clubs. White was shot to death on the roof of the Madison Square Garden by an acquaintance on June 25, 1906. It's also the birthday of Spiro T. Agnew in 1918. He died in 1996 and was born in Baltimore, Maryland. He served as Richard Nixon's vice president from 1969 to 1973, and he resigned amid charges of income tax evasion on kickbacks received while he was governor of Maryland and after he became vice president. As Nixon's vice president, Agnew was known as an outspoken critic of the counterculture and anti-war movements of the late 1960s and early 1970s. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This dog-to-dog medical procedure was first done successfully in 1666. Don't know? I'll give you another clue a little later in the program. It was on November the 10th, 1775, that the U.S. Marine Corps was established. Originally part of the Navy, it became a separate unit on July 11th, 1789. And it was on November the 10th, 1871, that explorer Henry M. Stanley found missionary David Livingstone at Ujiji, Africa. Stanley began his search the previous March for Livingstone, who had been missing for 2 years. Upon locating him, he simply asked, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?" Was also on that date in 1928 that Hirohito was crowned Emperor of Japan. He was Imperial Japan's Emperor during World War II. Following Japan's defeat, he was allowed to stay and remained Emperor until his death in 1989. Also on that date in 1942, following Montgomery's victory at El Alamein, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill stated, "This is not the end. It's not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning." It's the birthday of Reformation founder Martin Luther in 1483. He died in 1546 and was born in Eilsben, Saxony. In 1517, Luther tacked his 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg's Castle's church, asserting the Bible should be the sole authority of the church and calling for reformation of the Roman Catholic Church. It's also the birthday of the actor Richard Burton in 1925. He died in 1984 and was born in Pontydryfyn, South Wales, as Richard Jenkins. The son of a coal miner, he came to be regarded as one of the greatest acting talents of his day, although he never received an Oscar and was never knighted. He led a tumultuous personal life, highlighted twice by marrying actress Elizabeth Taylor. He died at age 58 of a cerebral hemorrhage. It was on November the 11th, 1918, at 5 a.m. in Marshal Foch's railway car in the forest of Compiègne, the armistice between the Allied and Central Powers was signed, ending World War I, effective at 11 a.m. In many places in Europe, a moment of silence in memory of the fallen soldiers is observed at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Irving Berlin's God Bless America was first performed on November the 11th, 1938. He had written the song especially for radio entertainer Kate Smith, who sang it during her regular radio broadcast. It soon became a patriotic favorite of Americans and was one of Smith's most requested songs. It was on November the 11th, 1972, that the U.S. turned over its military base at Long Binh to the South Vietnamese, symbolizing the end of direct American military participation in the Vietnam War. And on that same date in 1973, Egypt and Israel signed a ceasefire agreement sponsored by the United States. On the 11th of November, 1987, Boris Yeltsin was removed as Moscow's Communist Party chief for criticizing the slow pace of Soviet reform. It's the birthdays of Abigail Adams in 1744, who was born in Weymouth, Massachusetts. She was the wife of John Adams, the second U.S. president. It's also the birthday of the Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky in 1821. He died in 1881 and was born in Moscow, best known for the brothers Karamazov, Crime and Punishment, and The Idiot. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This dog-to-dog medical procedure was first done successfully in 1666. It was successfully done on humans 152 years later in 1818 by James Blundell. I'll let you think about that for a while before I give you the answer in just a couple of moments. November 12, 1867, saw a major eruption of Mount Vesuvius in Italy that lasted for several months. On that date in 1948, Japanese General Hideki Tojo and six others were sentenced to death by an Allied war crimes tribunal. And in 1974, the UN General Assembly suspended South Africa over its policy of apartheid. It's the birthday of the French sculptor Auguste Rodin. In 1840, he died in 1917, and he was born in Paris. Best known for his statues, St. John the Baptist, Preaching, Eve, The Age of Bronze, and The Thinker. It's the birthday of the American suffragist Elizabeth Cady Stanton in 1815, was born in Johnstown, New York, and died in 1902. During the first Woman's Right Convention at Seneca Falls in 1848, she stated, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal." It's the birthday of Grace Kelly in 1929. She was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and died in 1982. She was an award-winning actress who left Hollywood in 1956 to marry Prince Rainier, becoming Princess Grace of Monaco. She died of injuries from an automobile accident September 12, 1982. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. This dog-to-dog medical procedure was first done successfully in 1666. It was successfully done on humans 152 years later in 1818 by James Blundell. Well, on November the 14th, 1666, the first blood transfusions of record took place. Animal experiments conducted by Richard Lower, an Oxford physician, started as dog-to-dog experiments. Dogs were kept alive by transfusions of blood from other dogs. But it wasn't until 152 years later in 1818 that James Blundell, a British obstetrician, performed the first successful transfusion of human blood to a patient for the treatment of postpartum hemorrhages. Along the way, in 1678, transfusions from animals to humans, having been tried in many different ways, was deemed to be unsuccessful and was subsequently outlawed by the Paris Society of Physicians because of reactions that resulted in death. Blundell, using the patient's husband as a donor, extracted a small amount of blood from the husband's arm, and using a syringe, he successfully transfused the wife. Between 1825 and 1830, he performed 10 documented transfusions, 5 of which proved beneficial to his patients, and then he published the results. I'll leave you today with this quote from Mohandas Gandhi. Honest disagreement is often a good sign of progress. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.